We cut our rations in half when the war started, and every month they cut them in half again, so that by March of 1942, it was hardly worth the trouble to go to the mess hall. Our troops were starved. The Bataan Peninsula itself is the worst malaria area in the Philippines, so we had up to 80% malaria. We had dengue fever and everything that people can have who are improperly fed and housed. Most of our troops were ill by the end of March, and the Japanese had done a lot of pretty aggressive fighting. We'd had a lot of combat losses, but each time somehow they managed to rally the troops and hold the ground a little longer. But it was obvious to everyone that we couldn't continue to hold, and it was also obvious to everyone that relief could not get there. General Wainwright, who was the overall commander in the area, had been denied the right to surrender by MacArthur.
Oh, how did he get that, by radio?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And
now, this I didn't know. They didn't allow them to surrender?
They wanted them to fight to the last man, guess, or some John Wayne sort of a thing. But at any rate, as the front started to cave, as the Japanese put on more and more pressure, General King, and I think he made a proper decision, decided that it was time to quit.